Thank the Lord. You know, it's not my faithfulness, because I was just studying and so many things were coming to me, and I thought, oh, if I speak in the afternoon, what am I going to speak on, Lord? And the Lord began to reveal so much to me, and I thought, oh, wow, it's going to take 2 days. But then I thought, when Jean had called, I thought, well, we could still do afternoon and morning, and I could still do it. But it was because of what God had already done. And that's what I'm going to talk about today, is like in James, he said, if you lack wisdom, you need to ask of God. God will give it to you. God is going to show you exactly what you need. First of all, we need to know that God is telling us, Jesus, through Paul, he told us, Jesus has been made wisdom unto every one of us. He is our righteousness. He is our wisdom. He's everything. And I still want to say again that last week, Karen and her mother sang. And as I heard that song all week long, as I think of him, what do you think of when you think of him? Do you know him? Do you know what he's done for you that you're able to show others? But it's not of your good works, nothing that you have ever done. And I want us to go over to Proverbs 12. There's a lot in this, Proverbs 12, but, you know, this is wisdom. We're learning wisdom. How are you going to learn this? You need to study. You need to study to show yourself approved and that you're not ashamed, because of why? You rightly divide the word of truth. God is going to show you. I can't give to you what I don't have. But if I sit down before God and I humble myself and I say, Lord, I'm casting all my care upon you, because I know you care for me and I know you care for your sheep. You care for them. The Lord is our shepherd. He's the one who provides what we need in comfort. when we need counseling. People go to counselors and they want to know what to do. Sometimes the counselor has to tell them, I want you to be quiet for a minute. I want you to be still. We need to be still and know that He is God. God says, if you don't have the wisdom, I'll give it to you. You think of the wisdom that was given to Solomon. Gene talked about it, I think, last week. But when he did, he asked the Lord said, what will I give you? And you know, he didn't ask for treasures. He didn't ask for gold. He didn't ask for houses and all these other blessings of the natural. He wanted wisdom, how to know how to rule. We need to learn how to rule and reign with Christ. If we don't learn that now, we're not going to do it there. This is a day of learning. We are to learn and to have wisdom. Go to chapter 12 of Proverbs. Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge. How do you get instruction? Study. How else do you get instruction? A father who loves his child chastens them. That means he's instructing them in the ways of righteousness. He's teaching you what to do. Man today is doing what is right in his own eyes. They're not even asking God. God, is this not good? Is this true? Should we this? You'll have people saying there's many gods. Well, I don't believe in the same God as you, but I believe there's a God. What do you say to these people? You need to know that there is only one true God. In John 17, he prayed for us, Jesus did, that they would know the one, the true God, the only God. But everybody wants to introduce us to other things, but that's why I believe there's so much wisdom of what to do in these verses. If you want instruction and you're really longing for it because you want to be found in Him, you're going to love the knowledge because now I know whom I believed in. Now I'm persuaded that yes, He is able to keep that which I've committed to Him. How do you know He's able? Are you truly persuaded that He's able? If you go in those verses, and I did a lesson on that, if you go through those verses and you look, you don't even know what lies ahead. You don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow or today. But I know whom I believed in, and I'm persuaded He is able to keep that which I've committed to Him because I found it. He gave me instruction, and I love the knowledge. I love the truth that He's given. And it takes the power of the Holy Ghost to reveal this truth to us. He that hateth reproof is brutish. Now we know that the word of God is given for reproof, for correction, instruction in the ways of righteousness. But a man who doesn't accept that, he don't want to be corrected. I know how to do this. I've got it all under control. I don't need you to tell me what to do. A lot of times people think it's the one who's giving out the word that they're telling me this is how things should be. It is not I. It is He that liveth in me. We are just the vessel. He is speaking. You know, God, what did Paul say? Paul said, I tell you what, who is Paul? Who is Apollos? One plants, one waters. But you know, I could plant all day the seed and I could water seed, but if God didn't come and intervene, there would be no increase. It takes God, and I believe the person who gives out God's word, you have to know it's not going to return void. It didn't when you studied it. If He doesn't want reproof or to be corrected, I looked up brutish, and it means stupid. You're really stupid. You're foolish. A foolish man. He doesn't want to be corrected. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord. And I want you to look at the difference. Look at how God is revealing this. He said, first it was the one who loved instruction. And then He said the one who hated to be reproved. Now He's saying a good man obtains favor of the Lord. of the Lord. We know in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned, you all came short of the glory of God. There is none good, no, not one. But we obtained what? Grace. Grace, we can be found in him. A good man obtained the favor of the Lord. Have you been given favor and grace? Has the Lord given you that? The ability to do whatever he's called you to do? Even to walk in a dark world. You are to be lights shining in a dark world. But a man of wicked devices will he condemn. Now notice, I'm not the one who's to judge him. God's gonna judge this. And if you think about it in John 3:16, 17, and 18, he says right there, if you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you're condemned already. You're already judged. You're going to have that own judgment. The only way out, people think it's everything they did bad or they're doing this wrong and that wrong. That's going to keep them. They're going to have to pay for that. And it's like God said, no. You're rejecting what Jesus did for you. You're rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ. And in anything, there is no other salvation. And I don't care what you look to. Whatever you're looking to solve your problem. If it's a man, if it's a medicine, if it's a this, that's okay if God led that way. Have we even asked? Did I even ask you, Lord, is this the way that I should go, Lord? He will lead you. He will counsel you. He said, a man of wicked devices will he condemn. The ones who are condemned, they don't want to come to the light. They don't want to come to the light. Why would I want to come to the light to show up the darkness? Because those who are wanting to be conformed to his image, they have to know that I've died with Christ, that I'm a new man now, but I was just a baby when I was born. And a baby doesn't know which way to walk. It doesn't know the right things to eat. But God, in his love and his mercy, he has milk for those to first give out the milk of the truth. And then you're going to grow up, and then you're going to have something to chew. You're going to get some meat. He said, the wicked, he condemns, but it's because when they come, they don't want to see the light, but the one who is giving out truth, walking in truth, talking in truth, doing the things of God according to God's ways and God's thoughts by God's grace, they want to come to the light. Their deeds are approved. It's true. We should try the Spirit and know whether they be of God. There are so many false things going on, false spirits, false doctrines going on. But don't go by what a man tells you. Go into the Word of God and search it out. God, I want my ways to be your ways. I want my thoughts to be your thoughts. And he'll let you know. He did me. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. And what you're thinking, you need to cast down every thought, every imagination, every high thing. What's that? Pride. That exalteth itself. Exalting itself against the knowledge of God. A man shall not be established by wickedness. What happens to a man of wickedness, you'll find out. The root of the righteous, guess what? They shall not be moved. You can't move them. Why? Because the root of righteousness, they are built on a sure foundation. And everything that the pastors or the teachers or your friends who really study the Word of God, you're being built up in the truth. You're giving out truth, not a lie. The truth builds up. But the storms may come. The trials may come. Deception may come. But the root of the righteous man, the righteous, shall not be moved. A virtuous woman, we had this in Sunday school. A virtuous woman, she's excellent. She's virtuous, she's strong, she's able. Why? Because I depend on him. We depend upon our Lord. The virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. She brings glory and honor to him. She's promoting him in the gate. Everything she's talking about is Jesus. Where would I be without him? Where would we be without the lighthouse? We would be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. We wouldn't have a foot to stand on. No place secure and firm. But she knows her husband. She knows I'm strong and I'm able because of him. It's all of him. But she that maketh ashamed is a rottenness in his bones. And we talked about Vashti. She was not in submission. No submission in that woman. And it was rottenness in his bones. On the inside, he just felt like so weak. Your bones are to be strong and support. She doesn't support him. The thoughts of the righteous, are your thoughts his thoughts? Well, I'll tell you, the thoughts of the righteous, they're right. You may go out in this world and many people are going to tell you, you're not right. That's wrong. But I stand on the word of God. Because no man can come against it. He may try to change it, but he really can't. They may try to hurt you, but they really can't. Did Joseph get hurt? He had a lot he went through. But he went through a lot of suffering, but it brought by being under God's leading and guiding for his life. He delivered many. He delivered many people. The thoughts of the righteous are right. And when we say right, just remember, it's got to be right in God's eyes and in God's thoughts. How God thinks. The counsels of the wicked are deceit. They're deceiving. You got people today saying, this is right. You better love these people. You better this. You better that. You're not doing the right thing. You're not showing the love of God. Yes, you are. Because you love them so much that you show the love of God. You don't turn your back on them. You say, I love you, but I don't agree with your life and your walk. I can't. We can't agree. Because you have to stand as Esther did. Stand in your own convictions of your own heart, what God has shown you. You don't do it in pride. You do it in humbleness. But you can't change your mind. I always told my children, God stands behind the truth. He will not stand behind a lie. We know who the father of lies are or who he is. The counsel of the wicked, their deceit. They'll deceive you. They want to destroy you. They want to rob you. They want to take your joy from you. They want to take your submission, your veil from you. I always think of the Shulamite when she went out in the streets and she said, have you seen my beloved? She's looking everywhere. She's going around to all these people. They don't even know him like she did. She's going to the wrong people. She's going out, and they stripped her of her veil, her submission to Christ. You don't have to do that, honey. Don't you know that? But God, what has the Spirit? If you are led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Be led of the Spirit. First of all, the Spirit is never going to lead you into bondage. The Spirit is going to lead you where there's freedom and there's love and there's peace in doing what he's called you to do. When you have words of the wicked, they lie in wait for blood. They don't care. They'll talk about, I don't care how I get it, I'm going to get it. The mouth of the upright. Now you look at the difference. The words of the wicked are, they lie in wait for blood. But the mouth of the upright, it's going to deliver people. It's not going to put people down and destroy them and kill them and get rid of them. It's going to deliver them. Because why? The words of the upright, our words are talking about Jesus, the Savior of the world, the one who loved you, gave himself for you. The wicked are overthrown. What happened to Pharaoh? He got overthrown in the sea. Him and all of his horsemen, everything, the chariots, they sank in the sea. But the other ones, they came out. They crossed over on resurrection ground. They crossed over on dry ground. But if the wicked are overthrown, what about the house of the righteous? They shall stand. You see, not in filthy rags, not in their own works. And I believe this. You know, some people, maybe they just got it overnight. I don't know. But I'm glad I had to learn it the way I learned it. Because God now has made it so a firm foundation. Because people who say they're under law, they're doing their works, they don't even know what you're talking about. You've got to preach wisdom. Give them the word of God to show them. Show them the right way. You're going to stand. Did you put on the whole armor of God that Paul talked about? Because you're going to stand. Why? Because no one can come against that armor. It's God's armor, and he gave it to you. And you shall stand, having done all to stand. Now, as you're growing and you're learning to walk, we're learning. If you fall, he's going to lift you right back up. He's not going to condemn you. If your baby fell when they were learning to walk, would you say, too bad, get up on your own. I'm not going to help you. You fell on your own, get up on your own. No, he's going to lift them up, get them steady again, give them godly words of encouragement. A man shall be condemned according to his wisdom. The wisdom of man is foolish. But he that is perverse heart shall be despised. A man be commended according to his wisdom. That's the righteous. According to everything about Jesus, who can come against what is already finished and perfect? That's who we are learning to take our place in. Provisionally, you are perfect in Christ. In practicality, you're not. Because everything has to be the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he didn't put my works or my name there. It's all him. That perverse heart, it won't be good. He that is despised and you have a servant, well, at least you have that. He said, because it's better than honoring yourself and you lack bread. You need something to eat. You need the word of God because you won't honor yourself. You won't puff yourself up like you're something big. You will stay humble before the Almighty God. I love those words. Walk thou before me. But he said, what did he say before those words? People always think, well, I got to walk before God and I got to be perfect. No. He said, I am the Almighty God. I have all the might. I have all the power. I have everything. Turn to God. Now walk thou before me and be perfect. You can never in yourself ever be perfect. You have to turn to God. It's better to that he honoreth. He doesn't honor himself. A righteous man, he regards the life of his beasts, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. And I looked at this and I thought, well, first I thought of that rebellious ass, that old flesh. But then I thought, even think of wisdom. I have dogs at home, and I love my animals. I'm telling you, God grew me up to love my animals. He said, if you can't love an animal, how can you love a man? These animals, they will always be there for you. They're so, God gave them to you to enjoy. Take care of them then. He said, the righteous man regards the life of his beast. You want to feed him. You want to care for him. But then you got that tender mercy of the wicked. They're really cruel. They'll say, well, now I have to punish them because I have to correct them like this. And they'll smack their animals or do whatever. Put them in the cage. They've been bad. I love it. One time there was someone in jail. And I said, have you learned your lesson? I think I did. And I said, well, I want you to think of something. You put your dog in the cage all the time. How did you like it? It really gave him a deep thought. Let me think on that. It's your attitude when you're doing these things. That's why it's wisdom. He that tilleth his land, farmer, he that tills his land, he's going to be satisfied. You know why? He didn't just sit there and wait for it and say, well, God, you're the big farmer. I know you can do my whole harvest. You'll do it all. You'll bring it all in. He had to get out there and do something. I know you would agree with it. You don't just get to watch it grow. You got to plant it. And you do have to believe God to bring the increase. And then he's going to harvest it. And I know the Lord, I can't wait for the day of harvest for him. But he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. If you follow people who are empty, they're vain, of no worth, you don't really have any understanding because you don't realize what's ahead. The wicked desire the net of the evil men, but the root of the righteous, they yield fruit. Don't you want fruit in your life? Now, do you think you have to work to get fruit? Does a tree have to work to get fruit? No. You have to study. Your roots are going to go deeper and deeper. Even when you're in trials, your roots are going to go so deep. And you'll go, well, Lord, why don't you say something? Oh, I already did. I prepared you before this ever took place. Think on what I said to you. Those words now in the dry time, those roots are going to have to go down deeper and deeper to draw from that water that is deep. And those roots, what are they doing? They're getting more secure. And they're going to stand having done all to stand. The wicked, they're going to get snared by transgression of their lips. They may say something, but look what it says. It becomes a trap for them. But the just, you're just. You're just as if you never said. You are born again. You're a new creation. You're going to come out of trouble. Paul said, I went through many things. But he said, I'll tell you one thing. The Lord delivered me out of them all. And our last verse, in the way of righteousness is life. And in the pathway thereof is no death. Now get it. The way of the righteous is life. You've been made righteous in one man, Christ Jesus, and you have eternal life, and you only die one time. You're born twice, and you die once. I died with Christ. That's why believers go to sleep. They sleep. That's rest. There is no death to us. We are alive forevermore. We have what? Eternal life. We have eternal destiny. You know, I sat there and I thought about the ant and how it looks so little. And everybody go, ugh, smash it. You know, whatever, get rid of them. Now, you need to stop and look at God's creation and go, look at that little tiny ant. He looks like he's worth nothing. But you watch him. That ant is so smart and so wise. It gathers food in the summer and it has it through the winter. What do we do? Do we gather? Study? I need to know him. This is my only hope. He that hath this hope purifies himself. He wants to be pure, his desire. And we do, we study, we want to seek him and know him to the best of our ability, and it's through the power of the Holy Ghost. He'll give you the ability if you want it. If you want to know truth, he's going to show it to you. Pastor Gene always said that. If you want to know truth, he'll move heaven and earth if he has to, but he's going to show it to you. And I always listened. I go, well, God, I'm going to take you at your word. I do want to know truth. And you know what? God has been faithful to that cry. And I know he'll continue to give me more. But I have to humble myself before the Almighty God. Cast that care upon him, because he's the one who cares for you. Let's end with the song.